Today is Monday, December 16th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week and you listen, and today is no different. It is Barbie and Barney Backlash Day. And it's also National Chocolate Covered Anything Day. So you could cover anything with chocolate. Your partner's body, a piece of cardboard, a cinder block, or you could cover some sort of food if you wanted to do that. And that's it. That is all there is. There are birthdays. I suppose I could talk about birthdays Monday through Thursday. Friday birthdays are taken by Mix Minus or The Mix. But I'm looking to see if there are any birthdays of people that I recognize. No, not really. There probably are on the website. I use a different website for Geeky Gay than I use for Mix Minus for birthdays. So anyway, I'm recording another show. We have, as per usual on a Monday, we have had a weekend, ladies and gentlemen. I hope your weekend was great. Mine was not bad. It was very busy. Very, very busy. So I told you guys that I think the last time that I recorded, it was before I went to, it would have been, because I record Friday's show on Thursday, so it was before I went to my rehearsal. So I went to my rehearsal Thursday night for the orchestra, the high school choir event. First of all, if you are a choir enthusiast, you have to be a choral music enthusiast. But this choir was really good. And I mean, I knew they were probably good, but I wasn't surprised, but they're just really good. And one of the things that they did is called Lux Aurumque, which it's called Light and Gold, or it translates to Light and Gold or Light of Gold. And it is something that we used to do in the Turtle Creek Chorale. I was thinking it might have been written for the Turtle Creek Chorale, but I'm looking here on the Wikipedia page, and we had lots of things commissioned for the Turtle Creek Chorale during my tenure with the chorale, but it looks like it was a commission from the Master Chorale of Tampa Bay in 2000. So I guess not. And it was first performed at the annual conference of the Texas Music Educators Association. And it was also arranged for men's choir. I believe we must have done the arrangement for men's choir. It's a really beautiful piece if you look it up. If you like choral music, it is really beautiful. So we had a rehearsal and it went well. The music was not that difficult. And so that's always good. I'm always a little bit nervous when I go into a new situation where I don't know. And I wasn't sure, are these going to be high school students that I'm playing with, or what's the case? And no, these were hired musicians. And a few of the musicians I recognized as people that I had played with in the past in the Rogers Little Theater performances that I used to do. And so that was good. So that went well. The first trumpet player was good. She was a little bit timid, and I joked on the mix that I'm always worried that other trumpet players are going to be better than me. And I was pleased when I heard her that she wasn't better. She was good, but I thought, you know, I can hold my own with this lady. And well, I say lady, she's probably younger than me, but anyway, the rehearsal went fine. And then we had the performance on Friday. So I worked almost immediately after work, had to leave and go to the performance. And then the performance was from 7. I thought it was going to be about an hour and 15 minutes. I thought it was going to be from 7 to around 8:15. And by the time I got out to my car, and it's about a 20 to 25 minute drive home, I thought it would be right around 9 o'clock. And so I told Daniel, oh, I'll be 15 or 20 minutes late. I didn't even think about the fact that I needed to eat dinner as well. So I had Mark order dinner, and he ended up, we got Panda, and I had calculated the calories and everything like that, and he got me the wrong thing. It wasn't horrible. I wanted orange chicken, and he got me some kind of green bean chicken, which was actually less calories. So on that front, it was good. It is less calories than the orange chicken. So that was good. But it was not what I wanted. So I make it home. I shovel this stuff down because I miscalculated because we didn't get started until 10 after 7. The performance was an hour and 20 minutes. So we didn't finish until 8:30. I was booking it home. And because I had told him I would be ready by like 9:15, I was just shoveling this food down my throat. But I made it by, I was actually 9:20. And I told Daniel 15 or 20 minutes late. So I was right on the outer boundary of what I told him. So that was fine. I'm sure I could have texted him and said, hey, I miscalculated. I'm going to be 30 minutes late or whatever, or, you know, an hour late. So I could have let my food digest a little bit, but I didn't. We did a show. Everything was great on the show. And we are missing Auntie Scott. I don't know if Auntie Scott still listens to Geeky Gay, but I'm just going to say, Auntie Scott, if you listen to Geeky Gay, you're really missed in our live recordings of the Gay Mix on Fridays. I don't know if I've made you mad or if something... We're not talking about politics at all. We're completely avoiding that, which is fine with me. It may just be that you're really busy in the holiday season, which is fine. But I'm like, does Auntie Scott hate us now? We already lost our producer. Our producer used to, I say our producer, but this Cyclone, this guy that has been listening for a long time, started generating these documents for us every week that we used on the show, but we were just not getting as much use out of the documents anymore, and it was work that he was doing. And so we finally said, hey, we're not going to do that anymore. Thank you so much, but we're not going to do it in the show. We could do it in the after show, or if you don't want to produce these anymore, that's fine. And then he stopped joining us, so I think he's mad at us. But, you know, I can't live my life to please people. That's the antidepressants talking. No, but we love Cyclone, but he stopped coming. So we feel like we've lost a couple of people from the chat room recently. Hopefully one or both of them will come back soon. Come back, Auntie Scott. Come back. And Cyclone. But we had a good show. It was a good show. We did a little bit of an after show, and I watched a little TV before I went to bed because I need to relax. And then Saturday... got up, and at least I had a little bit of time to relax Saturday morning. And I did have a performance at 2 o'clock. So Mark went to do his run. I slept a little bit, and then I got up, cooked breakfast or brunch. We had brunch, and then pretty much after that, I had to take my shower, et cetera, get ready, and go and do the performance. Oh, yeah, the performance went fine Friday night. It was good. Did a 2 o'clock performance, came home. It was very busy because there was a cheerleading competition the same day at the high school. They have this really fancy performing arts center at the high school, but they were also having a cheer competition in, they have multiple gyms apparently at this high school. They were having a big, huge cheerleading competition there. So parking was kind of difficult, but I was able to find a spot in the back and then walk, and I got there early enough, so that was not a problem, and did that performance, came home, was home for about an hour and a half, got dressed again, went back, and then Mark came with me and we had our evening performance. So I had three Friday, you know, one performance Friday, two performances Saturday, and then Mark and I went to an Italian restaurant afterwards. Oh, good. Good thing that happened. The first trumpet player turned to me when we were finished and she said, hey, I've played, because she's been playing this for like 9 years. She practically has the music memorized. And she turned to me and she said, hey, just want to let you know I've played with a lot of trumpet players over the last 9 years for this particular event, and I really enjoyed playing with you. And I said, well, thank you. I enjoyed playing with you as well. I didn't tell her that I thought I could hold my own against her. But I said, hey, I enjoy playing with you as well. She said, you should definitely come back next year. And I said, well, I would love to if I'm asked. Because it's not my choice. If I'm asked, I'll do it. So anyway, that felt good. And then Mark and I went to an Italian restaurant for our restaurant of the week. It was just so-so. It was supposed to be, the bill was like $200. It was supposed to be a fancy Italian restaurant. Did I say Chinese? Anyway, Italian restaurant. And the service was just kind of meh. The food was just okay. It was not worth the price tag at all. I would not go back. But it was okay. It was all right. I had shrimp. I had veal and shrimp. I don't know why they mixed veal and shrimp together, but I did it. Veal and shrimp on some tagliatelle pasta, but what are you going to do? All right, well, I'll end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.